Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Dan bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Celebrating 18 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for being here all those years. Have a great visit with our good friend Bill Duckerberg, who's been with us since 2000. 15 years he's been hanging out with us, more than that actually. And he's the chief economist for the NFIB, and he's the purveyor of the outstanding, world-class, one-of-a-kind national treasure, NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, he's been producing for 42 years. Celebrated that anniversary last month. Actually, this is the anniversary edition.
Right, this is the October survey.
The October is the anniversary edition. So happy anniversary, Bill.
Hey, thank you.
42
and
years.
To you.
don't you think it's important to celebrate milestones?
Probably. It's good to sit back and take stock, right?
Well, I mean, look at the perseverance, just lasting that long. That says something about people, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and about people's interest in what you're doing.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, Bill, perhaps you've heard that earlier in the year, in December, I predicted the Fed would not raise rates all in 2015. Perhaps you heard me.
I heard you many times.
You heard about. I warned you about the obnoxiousness, and everybody shot me down all through June.
Yeah.
And then as we kept going on, we finally the Fed still hasn't raised rates, and I'll tell you, Bill, if they raise them in December, I'm still claiming it. I'm still taking
You should declare victory.
I'm going to take it. So anyway,
you would have made it 11 and a half months out of that year.
So here's the question,
right,
though. Why has the Fed, tell the audience why you feel the Fed has hurt the economy by not raising rates?
Well, there are two pieces. One is, of course, just the horrible impact that Fed policy has had on one of the most important prices in the economy, that is interest rates.
Right.
And so, in general, we would say, oh, low interest rates are great. And, of course, if you're a saver, you've noticed that since 2009, you're missing about $3.5 trillion
right.
in interest income.
Right.
I mean, so that wasn't a good thing.
And as a saver, Main Street hasn't benefited from that, and yet the low interest rates have helped Wall Street with their leveraging. Hasn't
immensely.
It?
Well, one of the things that's on the list of the things that the Fed has done. By keeping interest rates low, that has caused us to buy other kinds of assets that are risky assets, and just trying to get some kind of a return. So everybody's into the stock market, and so stock prices are reaching record high levels, not because earnings are, but because the
right.
interest rates are so low. When you value this flow of profits from the companies, it's very high.
I've said that prices have been above fundamentals for a long time.
Yep, and they are. And then, of course, this time we have the problem with bonds, which we never had in a bubble before. If interest rates are at record low levels, then mathematically bond prices are at record high levels.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of those bonds what we used to call junk bonds?
Well, a lot of them are, but also the treasuries, and they're all. I mean, the interest rate on a one-year treasury is, just a few pennies.
Right.
I mean, it's like there's nothing there. So in the 10-year treasury is, what, at 2%, 2 and change?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's terrible. And of course, what we know is if interest rates rise, those bond prices will fall, so our wealth will decline as well.
And you would think that it would be good for small businesses to have prime rate at 3% so they could pay 4%. We would all love to have 4% interest rates, right? But if that same condition is causing the economy not to grow, then what we have now is where we have 56% of your subscribers, your respondents, are saying they don't even want a loan because the economy's not growing. And when you and I both know that small businesses can make money if they have to borrow money at 8%.
That's right. That's interest expense is not a real issue for a small business. It's the opportunity that's missing.
Yeah.
Now, they're perfectly willing to fund it. And if you look at banks, you know, who are stuck with this low interest rate environment, they're very unwilling to make, you know, loans for 5 and 10 years, knowing mm-hmm. that the Fed can't continue to control this price, this interest rate. So it's going to change. So you know that if you made today, and some banks are doing it, 3.5%, you know, 5-year, right. 10-year loans, you know that a couple of years from now, that's going to be a loser loan for the bank.
Right. But Bill, have we ever had a time where people were yelling at the Fed to raise rates to help the economy?
Everybody, even J.P. Morgan.
But I mean, has that ever happened before?
Never has happened.
I've never heard of that happening before.
The Fed's highly criticized now and from every corner. That's unfortunate.
Hey, Bill, good job today. Happy anniversary to you.
Well, thanks, and to you.
All right, see you later. Bill Nuckelberg, ladies and gentlemen. A great American, one of our favorites. He'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.